It's time for the emergency break of the week.
It's Gordon Keith here. What's the best way to fight this wintry weather?
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Well, it's by sitting in and watching cattle?
By a wheels-off comment.
By watching cattle on digital TV.
Or technical meltdown.
With the wind chill, temperatures they say could feel as cold as 5 degrees.
So cover up your privates.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Yes, we'll give you three wheels-off moments, and you can vote on them at 888-787-1310.
Watching cattle on digital TV.
I still can't figure out what that was for.
I can't either. Watching cattle.
I mean, clearly I'm reading their copy points, but I don't know who would have said that.
I don't either. Well, that is not up for an e-break, but we do have three candidates, starting with one, T.C. Fleming. He was called out this week by Mike Soroy. Now, this has been something I've noticed, too. I don't know. That was a weird stereo sound that we just had in our ears. It was really loud, too.
No, I can't hear you.
One, two, three, check.
Hello. Gordon's microphone on?
Hello.
Oh, there we go.
There's the mama right there. Have you ever noticed that TC, while doing a ticker, God forbid he's sick because he will cough into the microphone and he never turns off the mic?
Why does he do that? Does he think that's his signature?
He says it's keeping it real.
I'm mighty glad you asked me that, because he tries to explain it here after having another coughing incident on the air this week. He got called out by Mike Soroy and they fought.
In Josh Hamilton watch, he pinch hit for Mitch Moreland last night, went 1-for-2 with 2 RBI. Moreland will be activated today, and Hamilton is expected to be up soon. The Pelicans are reportedly interested in Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau. Is there a problem?
Yeah. Why don't you turn your mic off when you cough? Like, it's happened 100 times. We all cough on air, and you know what? Look, mic goes off in 1 second. You cough directly, mouth on the microphone, into the mic every time.
You can't make me.
Well, you should make yourself, because it's gross.
My finger's not over there.
I mean, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, humans can move their hand in 1/8 of a second to press a little button. Look.
Do it again. Turn it off again.
I'm going to cough. And then I'm good. I'm serious. Don't be mad at me. I'm asking you a legit question, friend to friend. Why can't you just
friendly.
Pop?
I don't know why you would.
Well, because no. If it only happened 25 times, I wouldn't have brought it up. But now it's like, I imagine people listening are like, dude, don't cough in my face. So why can't you just turn the mic off?
Because I had copy in my hand.
In both hands?
No, I mean, to reach across and turn off the mic while I'm trying to read something on the screen is kind of... There's a lot more going on here than you normally have with your situation.
I sit right next to you every single day. I look over and I know exactly what is going on there. And it just seems like it's a common courtesy. Just pop your mic off if you're going to cough directly into it, right?
If I felt it was as easy to do as you're describing, then I would have done it.
So you don't think it's abnormal to cough directly into the mic, and you're just going to continue to do it every time you have to cough for the rest of your tenure?
It's not
here.
Something I'm trying to do, Mike. It's something that's kind of difficult to avoid.
Are you actively working to improve upon that and not cough directly into a microphone?
I haven't been doing any drills to improve my...
Well, you should start drills. And when your shift ends, maybe do some hand-eye coordination drills.
That's a great suggestion. Oh, my gosh. It just keeps going.
Yeah, it never stops.
Sure.
It never stops.
There's really no excuse.
So, yeah, I was going to ask Sean, how hard is it to reach your microphone button?
My hand is about 7 to 8 inches away from the button right now.
So it's right in front of you.
I can easily
turn it off. See?
Yeah.
I thought there was a lot going on in there that we don't even know about.
We have this big computer here that you see with the two monitors and the audio and everything you need. He uses his laptop, and he sets it over to the right. So he would actually have to move over and turn his phone off if he needed a cough.
Hmm.
Why he can't use this computer, I have no idea. But it's the best computer at this station.
Then back in the day when we did sports tape updates, didn't you have your hand on the mic in case you did have to do that?
Yes.
I always did.
Like, I do.
Right
entire
by
time.
Like,
I do.
You always knew it was right by it.
Well, and not only to turn your mic off in case you cough, but also to turn your mic off for when you threw it to a little sports cut or something
right.
like that. Or,
yeah.
And right. that's when you clear your throat.
Well, he did certainly get called out by one Mike Soroy, and it turned into an on-air fight. So there's TC up for an e-break. Candidate number two is George Dernham. I made a very strange noise, and you guys called me out on it.
pictures.
Oh, we had, like Sean was saying, we had the young girls right out of college.
Have it where it
I mean, right out of
Should
college.
These up top.
All right.
Like
yeah,
that's
enough
yes,
of that. They would have those.
And then down there.
But see, I've
yes,
had friends who've been substitute teachers, and they always, and on the surface, that seemed like a pretty good idea.
What?
I don't
what
know.
Happened? What happened?
I had a hiccup. On the surface, that seemed like a.
Sounded like you were getting like emotional about it.
No, I'm not getting emotional about it. But, yeah, it seemed like a good gig. Okay, you didn't have to go and
– All right, and I guess in the vein of TC,
I could have turned off my microphone, but I tried to
fight
through it.
It snuck up on you very, very quickly.
Yeah. I thought I could get away with it, but obviously I couldn't as we hear it isolated here. On the surface. All right, we got a new drop out of it anyway. One more time. On the surface. On the surface. And another thing. All right, that's candidate number two, me. And then there's one Mike Reiner up for an e-break once again. A lot of things here. You get the funny start to the Texas Landing cattle spot. I always love it when they play the wash drop. And then you get another odd copy point from Mike.
Texas Landing cow.
That's right. Texas Land and Cattle is a place you need to go and a place you need to find out everything you can about it.
What?
What? The worst copy point I've ever heard.
Let me give you a good copy point. Remember a couple of weeks ago when they brought
up... Hey, I will take any copy point.
When they brought up that steak sandwich, the Texan steak sandwich,
yes,
Cobra.
Yes.
Okay, so I guess the thing is here that Danny and Corby had the latest copy points. Mike obviously did not. With that very odd phrase.
Texas Land and Cattle is a place you need to go and a place you need to find out everything you can about it.
A place you need to find out everything you can about it. You have to go there to find out about it? Or
I guess you could do your research online before you go there. Okay. Just make sure you find out everything you can.
Texas Land and Cattle is a place you need to go and a place you need to find out everything you can about it.
Adding it on the end is what made it really awkward.
About it.
Just find out everything you can about.
And when that follows the wash drop of Texas Land and Cow.
Cow.
Texas Land and Cow.
What a terrible decision that would have been if they had named the restaurant Texas Land and Cow.
Can we hear the full thing again so we can hear wash?
Texas Land and Cow.
That's right. Texas Land and Cattle is a place you need to go and a place you need to find out everything you can about it.
What?
What? The worst copy point I've ever heard.
Let me give you a good copy point. Remember a couple of weeks ago?
I think they smoothed over it.
I love
very
it when
well.
They
saved rhymes.
I love it when they fight over copy points. All right, so
my
there's
copy number three.
TC, me, or Mike? 888-787-1310. Hello. You are on the ticket. Who would you like to vote for in the emergency break of the week?
Ticket FM?
Yep.
Hey, this is Bill Robenstein, and B.B. King and I would like to vote for TC.
Mm. All righty.
May God rest both of their souls.
No kidding.
Hello, ticket caller. You are on the air.
I think Sorry was acting like a bitch.
I found out that it was supposed to be a bomb.
Yeah. We just couldn't tell that on remote. I guess that's a TC vote. Hello, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote for the Windy City Whopper and his Kermit the Frog moment. George Dunham.
That is not my nickname, sir. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
This is Dane Matter, boys. How you doing today?
Hey, Dane.
I would like to vote for the cough and F.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll register the cough vote. Hi, you're on the ticket, AM and FM.
Hey, musers.
Hey.
Why does TC still have a job? Fire them.
Don't say things like that. We like TC. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who you vote for? Hello?
Yes, I would like to undervote responsibly.
Okay. That's it.
He always catches
That's not a bad bit.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
First of all, I'd like to say I hate Corby. And then who picks these things? One out of three? Come on, we had better e-breaks than this during the week.
There's just too much hate going on.
Way too much hate. And I'll tell you what, dude, I'll call you next week and we'll go over them together. That would probably work out better for all of us. Ass. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, I'd like to give a huge shout-out to Richard Smokehouse. I would love to vote for George's STD dripping vagina.
Oh,
golly.
Gosh, that's harsh.
It's the worst round of voting we've had ever in a long time.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Give me Bruce Sanders B cups.
What?
Couldn't understand you, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Must be the weather, but yeah, I'll take a large cheese, a medium pepperoni, drumsticks, medium Pepsi.
We're not taking orders.
Oh, it's not Papa John's.
No. Stupid. Hi, you're on the ticket.
George Sternum, Kermit.
Thank you.
It's the worst Kermit ever.
Hello, you're on the ticket.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Good.
I'd like to vote for that handsome George Durham, and I love you madly, Giorgio.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever met him?
Her, sir.
It's a guy.
Yeah, she came out to ticket stock.
The girl's voice.
No, she came out the ticket stock.
Uh-huh.
Hello, you're on ticket.
You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. And I drive a bus. I vote for you, Giorgio.
Two different people.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
I'd like to vote responsibly for my good pal, Splash Fleming.
Okay, we got a 4-4 tie here. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to vote.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Now,
T.C. Fleming has done it again.
In Josh Hamilton watch, he pinch hit for Mitch Moreland last night, went 1-for-2 with 2 RBI. Moreland will be activated today, and Hamilton is expected to be up soon. The Pelicans are reportedly interested in Bulls coach Tom Thibodeau. Is there a problem?
Yeah. Why don't you turn your mic off when you cough? Like, it's happened 100 times. We all cough on air, and you know what? Look, mic goes off in 1 second. You cough directly, mouth on the microphone, into the mic every time.
You can't make me.
Well, you should make yourself, because it's gross.
My finger's not over there.
I mean, it just comes out of nowhere. Like, humans can move their hand in 1/8 of a second to press a little button. Look.
Do it again. Turn it off again.
I'm going to cough. And then I'm good. I'm serious. Don't be mad at me. I'm asking you a legit question, friend to friend.
This
why
seems
can't
very
you just
friendly.
Pop...
I don't know why you would.
Well,
think
because
that
no. If it only happened 25 times, I wouldn't have brought it up. But now it's like I imagine people listening, like, dude, don't cough in my face. So why can't you just turn the mic off?
Because I had copy in my hand.
In both hands?
No, I mean, to reach across and turn off the mic while I'm trying to read something on the screen is kind of, there's a lot more going on here than you normally have with your situation.
I sit right next to you every single day. I look over and I know exactly what is going on there. And it just seems like it's a common courtesy. Just pop your mic off if you're going to cough directly into it, right?
If I felt it was as easy to do as you're describing, then I would have done it.
So you don't think it's abnormal to cough directly into the mic and you're just going to continue to do it every time you have to cough for the rest of your tenure?
It's not
here.
Something I'm trying to do, Mike. It's something that's kind of difficult to avoid.
Are you actively working to improve upon that and not cough directly into a microphone?
I haven't been doing any drills to improve my...
Well, you should start drills. And when your shift ends, maybe do some hand-eye coordination.
I want to hear how long it goes.
Man, we'd be here till 10 o'clock. And
really?
He is the love child TC is of Napoleon Dynamite and Dan McDowell.
Mm-hmm. With a little bit of Bob Sturm thrown in there.
Yeah.
He's got some of Bob's cadence every once in a while. You can tell he's a big Bad Radio fan.
That first reaction of, you can't make me do that. Mm-hmm. So Napoleon then, well, my finger's not over there. That was so Dan.
You know, does he have to cough directly into the mic? Like even
yeah,
if
even
he,
turn
he,
your head.
Yeah, even if he can't get to the button, you could turn your head, right?
Mm-hmm. You'd think. How many wins is that for TC?
Well, if it was that easy, I would certainly do it, Craig.
Fifth win this year, and have a good day, TC.
Hey, okay. And by the way, we're getting a lot of notes that on the head of the Texas Land and Cattle spot, that is not Wash, but that is Rayfield Wright.
Oh, yeah, George.
I'm very, very sorry.
Go ahead.
Oops. Who says Texas Land and Cow.
Did you not think it sounded like Wash? It
sounded just like Wash.
Okay. Okay, I'm not alone there.
Whoa.
Offended me.
Sorry.
Whoa.
All right, up next.